The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
I'm excited. And you should be, too.
Oh, I'm on the edge
because
of my...
we have with us today Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture in downtown Scranton. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled to have you back. You've been here before?
I have been here before. This is my third time, I believe.
Third or fourth or fifth or sixth.
Yeah, something
who knows,
to that
right?
Effect.
Okay. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, don't forget to click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Also, view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture in downtown Scranton. Give me a little brief background on you and how long you've been doing design.
Sure. I've been doing design for over 15 years. 12 of those I spent at Ethan Allen in Dixon City. And then I worked on my own for a few years before I joined Penn's family. I had shopped at Penn for a very long time and then ended up talking to the Jaffe family who owns it. And we decided it would be a good fit for me to be there. And it has been.
Very good. So today, what do you want to talk about?
I thought we would start off with eclectic design. We'll talk about some other topics, color palettes, trends, things of that nature. And probably new ideas for outdoor, indoor, things like that.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about? How to do eclectic design?
What is eclectic design?
Eclectic design is things that are put together well. It doesn't mean that you can put anything together in any way, shape, or form. And I think that's the misunderstanding with that particular term. People think they can shove anything together and it's great. And
I've seen it.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have.
So
you're in a lot of houses, so I'm sure it's eclectic. And it's not.
This design bridges the gap between different looks?
Oh, very much. Well, I think what it does is it really focuses on a specific look for the individual who lives in the house. And that's really the way a house should be put together. You know, it needs to be designed for the people who live in it.
So it brings together different ideas?
All different ideas, and you can put together, you really can put together pretty much anything. But there has to be certain threads of continuity that are weaved throughout that design overall so that everything works well together. And so that in the end, you know, the way it's executed in the end turns out to be a good execution of it as opposed to a really, really bad one.
So the look itself, it's easy to love, but it's tricky to achieve?
Correct. Easy to love, tricky to achieve. There are things, and there's always an element in there or two of items that you wouldn't expect to be put together.
Right.
But when they're put together and they're chosen well, it works beautifully. It's this wonderful surprise. But again, there are certain threads of continuity that have to be woven into that idea so that it turns out well. In other
words,
it could
be
line, color, theme, shape, form, repetition, all those things apply. And they're all different threads that you can weave through so that in the end, it's eclectically mixed. So it has variation, but then it also has a visual harmony. So everything works well together.
Visual harmony. Mm-hmm. In balance. And that's key.
It is very key.
So some people might think they have this wonderful, beautiful arrangement when maybe it's not. Well, but if they're happy with it, what's
Jackie's
wrong?
Jackie's trying to make me say bad things, but no. I'm not going to.
Because I'm just thinking about me.
Well,
I don't know that I could do something. I don't know if I could pull this off.
Right. Well, that's I'm actually thrilled to hear that, because if you could, then I'd have to live in my car.
Right.
You know, it allows me to do what I do.
That's where you come in.
It allows me to do what I do.
Right.
And the idea in that is to go in and help somebody weave through that. You know, let them know what they can keep that's going to work to execute that end look, and what's not going to work in that direction.
So this is where it's at. This is the latest.
Yeah, I think if you open up any shelter magazine worth its salt, you know, Architectural Digest, Veranda, Traditional Home, Lux, any of them, when you look through them, you're going to see that nothing matches. You know, you don't see a set of coffee table and end tables anymore. That's not the way it's done. Everything is very different. But again, there are different threads of continuity that are weaved through it to
make
it work.
So this is not for your traditional matchy-matchy person. This is for somebody that likes variety.
Variety, yes. Matchy-matchy, I feel like, is probably fallen away quite a bit.
So if I was to walk into a furniture store today, and I say I was matchy-matchy. I wouldn't
You're not allowed in any more furniture stores. You're not allowed.
All right.
That is, we have had an intervention here
right.
on this.
Well,
You're
Frazier
not allowed.
Frazier told me that several years ago.
I feel
ago.
Like she's backsliding, though.
Yeah, she's having a relapse here.
Right in front of our face.
I caught her in a furniture store last week. She was there.
Yeah. She lied about it?
Yeah, she did. She lied about where she's been.
Did I buy anything? I went right to that table I was banned from buying.
Poor Pat's finding like wood samples in her pockets and stuff.
Can you buy a matching set anymore? Love seat couch?
Of course you can.
Oh, okay.
Of course you can.
All right.
Of course you can.
Well, I wouldn't know that since I haven't been in a furniture store.
In the term, in the idea of eclectic design, you can do matching upholstery, as you spoke of.
Right.
But then the other elements around it can get more mixed. Because, you know, really the idea behind that is it's much more customized. And I don't want my client's house to look like another client's house or another client's house. They should all look very individual.
So you're bringing in the personality, the home.
Always.
Of the
always.
Person that
yeah,
resides
that's
there.
Always the lead. You have to find out how they live. What they like, what they don't like. And then you start to put it together so that form and function marry together.
So how do you master this? I mean, I'm sure it's nothing that you're going to be able to...
How do you master it, truth be told? I feel like I master it every single time I'm with somebody. Because every single time, the answer is different. The answer is never, ever the same. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've never had the same solution. And the way to master it is to listen to your client. You have to find out what it is that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really explaining, well, you know what? Considering how you live and the stage you're at in your life, you know, I'm going to do a design very differently for a family of six than I am for a couple who are now empty nesters. You know, that's going to be very, very different because their lifestyle is very different. So you have to factor all that into your thought process when you're putting it together. And it changes the answer and the outcome every single time. So there's no rule that's set in stone for that. Except, I think, paying attention to your client. Listening to what they want. And then I can explain, well, you know what? If we put X, Y, Z together, it's going to give you what you want.
Okay. So this is about mixing periods of furniture?
Very much so.
Okay. And it should have...
Period style. Color is a different variation. And again, that's indicative to each individual client. Some want a stronger, more diverse color palette, and some want it to be more monochromatic and easy, which is a huge trend now. You know, we're seeing so much beige and taupe and tan, you know, all pulled in together, and it creates a really cohesive, relaxed environment when it's done.
So it should be calming.
Yes, it should always be calming.
But that sounds boring. Beige. Taupe.
Right, you would think so. But there's other things that are going to be mixed in there. It's not just beige and taupe.
Okay.
And you're going to see other things that are brought in there. It might be a deeper wood tone, or it might be a much lighter, brighter wood tone to give it some pop, but it's nothing really strong that's going to hit you over the head. It's not going to be a blazing red wall in a space like that, because that would be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of mistakes.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I'm sure.
I'm thinking of one right in my neighborhood. It was a big red, blood red. Oh, Oh, room. It was terrible.
Well, I'm like traumatized. I feel like it scarred you a little bit.
It was. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Ugh. And red can be great, but it's not going to work in that, you know, in the whole taupe, cohesive, monochromatic environment.
It stick out like a sore thumb.
In that environment, it would.
So you have to blend. It has to balance and blend.
It has to balance. It has to blend. And again, that answer is going to be different for every single person.
Well, you know, earlier this year, I was reading the trends in design for this year, for 2017. And the first item that was mentioned is that strictly antique is out. It's totally out. That it would be better to mix pieces in with it. That it would go a lot farther.
Right, correct. And it does. The truth and the great part about that is the fact that if you do that, if you take, let's say if that's how your house was put together and now it's time for a change and you're going to evolve, you're going to keep a few of those key pieces, but then the rest of it's going to change. And the great thing about that is it takes those pieces, those antique pieces that are collected and loved, and it gives them a whole new face. It brings them in, it makes them current again. As opposed to looking tired. But the key with that is now there's other elements that have to be brought in and mixed. And then the other side of it is for the homeowner, some things have to be let go. Because if you keep all of it, you're not going to get the change that you're looking to achieve. It's never going to happen. You're going to put work in and you're going to end up with disappointment. So you're going to keep the most important key pieces and then some things you're going to let go.
The other ones with sentimental value.
Yeah, things like that are something that you just really, really, really love. It would stay, but there are going to be things that are going to have to, you're going to have to let go of.
Let go.
Yeah.
Let go.
Kind of like purging your closet, Jackie. Mm-hmm.
Let go.
I'm doing that now. So thank you for bringing up.
Is she really doing that?
No, she's relapsing. She's sliding back.
You're backsliding.
She's lying about her behavior now. This is terrible.
So are you saying I'm in denial?
You might be.
Okay.
I think so.
No, I am. It's hard for me to let go of some things, you know.
Right.
It's very difficult.
God, that's my point, is some things, not everything.
Some things,
right. So if some things are hard to let go of, you get to keep them.
Sometimes
you
we got to get Frazier to
everything.
Come into the house and say, listen, you can't have this, you can't have that. How about changing the wall colors?
No, that's why we need Frazier. I have a really good idea.
I know what you're going
to
do.
Frazier should go to your garages. That's where Frazier is headed. Yes.
Garages.
And
I've lied about my garages. I have more than one.
I feel like Jackie has stumbled out of my field of expertise. The garage, like, unless we're going to convert it into Pat's man cave. If I can help you out with the loophole.
We've had a guy, we talked about she sheds too. You know, they have man caves.
And she sheds.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's where you would come in.
I would come in because there's a great new thing now that's like, fresh, of course, out of California, where many cool things come from, but it's the yoga shed. Who doesn't want one of those in the backyard?
What if you don't do
the chakra bowl?
Sounds like a place to yoga.
Well, then I'm going to guess that you don't want one, Jackie. Right?
Well, like, I just need a place to go where no one can find me. So if you can figure that out, I don't care what you call it.
A serenity shed.
All right. There you go.
Serenity shed.
All right. And also on this list of things that are definitely out in 2017, maybe you agree, maybe you don't. I like to hear the local perspective. Oversized furniture. Yes, no?
No, it depends on the specific piece, and it depends on, and I'll say this out loud, if it's got light-up cup holders, no, you don't want that. Oversized furniture is never a good choice. Not when you're talking about interior design and, you know, you want a space that presents well aesthetically. Those things are never going to achieve that. That's for a whole different idea. I always feel like when I see those, you know, you see the dual love seat with recliners and the cooler built in.
That goes in a man cave.
No, that goes in the back of your Escalade. That's the back seat to an Escalade. And why you would want to put that in your house, I have no idea.
I wouldn't, but I don't know. Everybody's different.
The oversized stuff, truth be told, no, it really depends.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of times when I'll take, you know, I think your house can be a good example because it's older, it's redone. So maybe in certain spaces you end up with this kind of odd nook at the end of a hallway that you really don't know what to do with it. Jackie would put a table.
Yes.
Because because she can lay her. I've seen them on the tables.
But,
you know, in a space like that, I would definitely shove in a massive chair and a half. I would overstuff that space with that one large piece of furniture, because then it creates this really cozy reading nook.
Hmm.
That creates a very homey, comfortable environment.
Okay.
You know, it might be somewhere that you spend the last half hour before you go to bed at night, or maybe every morning for serenity's sake, Jackie, you take your coffee and newspaper up there on Sunday if you get, you know, a half hour to yourself, you know, to create a spot like that. So the oversized furniture, I feel like that statement's too blanketed for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not necessarily true. So
I don't feel it is.
Okay. Well, that's why you're here, to help me know what the truth is.
Yeah, the truth.
All right.
I am your guide to the truth.
All right. So some of the characteristics that we've been talking about in terms of eclectic design are that it's a calm mix of period items, period furniture, and styles.
Right.
And then neutral backgrounds.
Not always. The color palette is going to change. Yeah, the color palette's open. The color palette, or the reason to go towards a more monochromatic flavor, like, again, you know, taupes, beiges, things like that, is to create a calming, more cohesive environment, if that's what the client is looking for. And I'm doing an apartment up in the Upper East Side of Manhattan right now, and that client is wild about color. I mean, wild about color. You know, I can't find them strong and vibrant enough. You know, when I do, that's what satisfies her. So that answer is different for every single person.
Okay, got it. So is there a uniqueness in the art and the furnishings usually?
Yeah, always. Okay. There's always, and again, but I feel like uniqueness, yes. But again, I'm going to lean back on thread of continuity. You know, that uniqueness can be there in those individual qualities that make the piece great and special. But there has to be something about it that ties it into that space. Again, it could be the color of it. It could be the shape or the curve of it. It could be the straight lines of a mid-century modern piece. You know, mixing in with maybe having a console like that, but the lamps on it are Greek key, which doesn't sound like it should work, but it would, because if you did that, you know, Greek key is a very straight-lined form. Even though it has movement, it's incredibly straight-lined. There's no curves to it. So you can pull pieces like that together, which feel like they shouldn't belong together because one is such a classic history and the other one is more new. You know, it's mid-century. But they can pair together really well if you tie them together in accordance to their line and their shape. And then even you could lean on color. You know, if the mid-century modern buffet piece had some, say the pulls on it were brushed brass, then you might want to pull on that same idea in those lamps.
Huh, funny you should say that, because what? The third item on this definite out list is brushed metal. Shiny, warm metals like bronze and gold are resurging.
They are resurging. That is true. They are resurging.
Okay.
But in a different way. I think they're less bright than they used to be.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
like
the
80s gold.
Yeah.
Like you need sunglasses.
Yeah, that it had a lot of bling to it.
Bling, yes.
And a lot of bling to it. And a lot of it was actually lacquered on the outside.
Yeah, over time, peel off.
Really? You know about that? Well, that it did happen sometimes.
Not in my house, in other houses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think the idea with metals is, my favorite thing is, and the smartest thing is, the variation of it. You know, your metals should always be mixed.
Got it.
And that way, when you go out, I feel like it opens your hands, so to speak, in the idea of, if you were out, Jackie, and you fell in love with a lamp or a vase or something that was metal, but all your metal was shiny gold and the vase was silver, you think you can't bring it in. But if you get a little bit of age to the patina of that metal, I can bring anything into it.
Interesting.
It's kinder. It's not as stern. You know?
Hold that thought.
All right.
We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat?
Yes, we have a two-family home at 949 Woodlawn Street in Scranton for $149,000. This building is very close to Marywood University, and it has been used as a rental property for the last 7 years. The first floor is a three-bedroom apartment, and the second floor is a two-bedroom apartment. This home has lots of updates, and it also has beautiful hardwood floors and French doors. You can live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage or rent the whole building. That's a two-unit building at 949 Woodlawn Street, only two blocks from Marywood, for $149,000, and that's listed by Barbara McKnight of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back.
What can a Century 21 agent do for you? They show your home, solve your problems, and pet your dog. They provide the service of a butler and the savvy of a business tycoon. They explain the market, love a good barbecue, and never drink milk from the carton, so invite one over. They do your homework, legwork, and sometimes yard work. Basically, they provide some TLC to YOU. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back with Scott Frazier, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture in downtown Scranton. It's family-owned business, right?
Yes, it is. It's actually been owned by the same family, the Jaffees, for 120 years.
Really?
Yeah, the fourth generation now runs it. It's locally run and owned for all that time, all those generations.
How does someone get in touch with you?
You can contact me through Penn. Phone number is 570-346-6591. Or you can reach me at Frazier at PennFurnitureOnline.com.
And Frazier spelled with a...
F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Like, so with a Z, not an S.
With a Z, not an S.
Okay.
Not an S.
You know, I've never been in Penn Furniture.
You should come in.
I've been told that it's beyond my means. Is that
no,
true?
And that's a big misconception. Because I do hear that a lot. But it's a big misconception. They carry over 50 different product lines. So I can sell you a sofa from Klausner. We have a sofa in there now. It's a modern sofa. And... You even get fabric choices with it, and it. We sell it for about $1,200.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think I could even drive by the place.
No, I mean, you know, keep in mind, in different price points, like anything else in the world, there are different, you know, levels of quality that you hit.
That some people just gravitate towards.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then, of course, their price point, the blanket or the net that they've cast is so broad because we have, you know, pieces like that all the way up to high end of Hickory Chair, Stickley, Century, and then everything in between.
Nice.
And they have a massive clearance section also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big place. Six floors, 65,000 square feet. It's a big facility.
Yes, but Jackie cannot have a table.
What?
Can she have a table if she goes in there?
What about, I have an idea, because I think it'll satisfy everybody in this room, including me. If we find a table for Jackie, which I don't think is going to be the hard part, then we find one to eliminate in the house.
I don't like that
see,
idea.
See what I mean? See?
I don't like that idea.
You know why?
She can't
let go.
Haven't
found one that you love more.
I cannot let go.
Jack, I'm going to find you one that you love more.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I could be open to something like that.
And you're
like going to
pick the one in the house that you like the least.
All right.
You know, like we like our kids. We love them like equally. And we all know it's a lie. We have a favorite. But it's kind of like that. So you're going to let go of that one. The runt.
I could. I have a few in mind that all I wouldn't mind letting go of.
See, it's starting to evolve.
Now, before the break,
yes, tell me.
You talked about metals. So
I did.
If someone had, say, mainly a mix of gold and they saw something silver that they really loved, you could make it work. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. And the way to make that work, I always feel, is to mix them, but then not just slam them together. How I would achieve that is it wouldn't be really adding just the one silver piece. I would want to add another piece into that same space, into that same room that had a combination metallic finish.
Oh.
And that's the one piece that lets the others live in harmony in that room. Because there's one piece that has this metallic variation. So you might see gold, silver, bronze, pewter, all those sort of colors and flavors in that one piece.
That's how you get it to blend.
That's how you
it's
can get it
to blend.
It's
not that sharp contrast.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Right. And you're stealing valuable trade secrets here from me. So.
All right. All right. Well,
I'm feeling a little violated. Oh. just a hair.
Well, we have to throw out some tips.
But
for
I know
our listeners.
That is one way to achieve that. And pull it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely it.
Now, see, that makes total sense to me. Now that you've said it, of course, I don't think I would have thought of it on my own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never sold a house, so.
There you go.
There you go.
Uh-huh. All right. So, let's close the show with talking about pulling it all together.
All right.
So, you can do it through patterns, you can do it through shapes, textures, a finish, a color.
Correct. There needs to
pull it all together.
Pull it all together. Let's speak in terms of like first floor of a house. Instead of, I think, having wild variation from room to room, there's got to be something that moves through that floor from room to room to room. It could be a heavy emphasis on texture and fabrics. It could be a color that moves through and is repeated over and over in those rooms. Like one room might have that color as a whole, or maybe two of them. But then the other room might have that color or a different shade or variation of it somewhere else in one of those rooms on that floor. So there's got to be one, you know, thread of continuity that weaves through it to tie it all together so that it makes sense, so it creates flow throughout the space.
All right. So going from a bright blue room to a green room to a red room to a yellow room doesn't work.
Doesn't even sound good.
No, it's kind of harsh.
So, yes, I see what you're saying on the floor. Because there's people that love to have different colors.
And you can do that. But then you're going to pull some color from the other room into the other space in a different way. It might be in a textile or a finish on a table.
Right.
You know, because we spoke about antiques being dead. One of the ways that they're revived now is they'll take like an Edwardian chair. And we might take that chair and it might now be painted in lacquered celadon green, and now you get that classic shape and form, but the color is current, and that's what's going to pull that stuff forward. So you might touch on that color in another room in another place. You know, you might bring it in like a floral or something like that.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Just a couple more minutes left. Someone, an author in one of these articles I read said, no matter what you do, bring in black, whether it be in every room, whether it be in a small piece, whether it be a vase, a frame.
I'm a believer.
Why?
I'm a believer.
I don't get that.
Really? Because black is very grounding. The thing that people don't realize about black is that black is a transitional color.
Okay.
When people talk about colors being transitional, they go back to taupe and beige and cream and all those because they work with everything. So does black. Black is a stronger color, but black goes with absolutely everything. There's nothing you can't put it with. So to weave that through is a smart move in the right direction.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we had an excellent discussion with you. I just want your contact information, Scott Fraser, interior design consultant with Penn Furniture, downtown Scranton, please.
Okay. The contact number at Penn is 570-346-6591. And my email there is Fraser, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, at PennFurnitureOnline.com.
Thank you. Would you come back next week?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been great.
Anytime, Pat.
Yes. We have an awesome Dunmore home. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 1762 Madison Avenue for only $119,000. This beautiful home sits on a corner lot in a great neighborhood, very close to the Dunmore Public Schools. It's been updated. It has hardwood floors, a large walk-up attic, an additional family room, and it is in move-in condition. This home has lots of charm, but there's a problem. Want to know what the problem is? Is that we put it under contract in 4 days.
Because it was priced right.
Yes, it was priced. It's a beautiful house. It was priced right, and sorry, it's sold. You cannot have it.
But we can find someone something else if that's their price range. That's what they're looking for.
Right. If you want to sell your home, give us a call and we'll do our best to get your home under contract
and
before
clearly
this.
Because you moved that one in 4 days.
Yes. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m.